Well, hello and welcome to the Voices of Courage show, where we explore the frontiers of science, consciousness, and the deeper truths that shape how we live in a rapidly changing world. Today, we're stepping into a conversation that affects every one of us, whether we realize it or not. And we're going to be talking about electromagnetic energy and quantum physics, the invisible fields of frequencies that surround us, move through us, and increasingly define the modern environment, as you know. From cell phones to Wi-Fi to satellites to 5G infrastructure, electromagnetic fields are now part of daily life. These technologies bring incredible convenience to us and connectivity, but they also raise an important question, not one rooted in fear, but one rooted in awareness. How do human beings, who are themselves electromagnetic energy fields, coexist in harmony with an increasingly energetic world? Quantum physics reminds us that everything is energy. Every atom, every cell, every thought, and every single thing operates within a field of vibration and frequency. We're not separate from these fields. We are participants in the field. We are actually the field. Ancient wisdom traditions understood this long before modern science gave us equations and instruments. They taught that harmony, coherence, and balance within the individual creates resilience and stability in the face of external forces. When the inner system is regulated, the outer environment has less disruptive impact. This conversation today is not about resisting technology. It's about relating to it consciously, and it's about understanding that stress, dissonance, and imbalance often come not from the presence of energy, but from incoherence when systems are out of sync. I'm talking about inner systems and outer systems. That's what we're going to be talking about today. It's a very important conversation, you know. As we know, everything is energy, everything resonates, vibrates and resonates with coherence, right? But if the energy fields that you're bringing into your home, right, if they're not coherent, if they're not in a coherent state, then what happens is you start to feel disrupted. You might feel stressed. You might not be able to sleep. Might not be able to think consciously, think correctly. You're going, what's going on? What happened here? Well, I don't know. Maybe you just added a new 5G system. Maybe you added solar. Maybe you moved in a neighborhood where there's a lot of people that have a lot of different 5G around you, right? So these things can impact us, and we have to be really aware of it. Now, listen, this isn't anything new I'm sharing, but what it is with a lot of people out there is that they're really becoming more and more conscious about how to mitigate or how to harmonize these systems in their homes and in their environments. You know, resonance matters more than force. Sustainable strength comes from alignment, not resistance. Both modern physics and ancient teachings emphasize flow over control. We're going to be talking about that. What does that even mean, flow over control? Well, we're not going to try to control the energy in your house. I'm going to give you a technology. Actually, I'm not going to give it to you. I have a guest that's an expert in this who has a technology that can harmonize these energies that are flowing into the home. And when I say harmonize, bring them into coherence. That's what we're really talking about. And bring them into coherence. Reason I brought quantum physics into this is because the principles around this are tied into quantum physics. And so it's amazing. It's amazing what you're going to experience today. I've been using this system in my homes for the last 5 years. And I can tell you that when I turned them on initially, everything got still. Everything got quiet. It was really interesting how this happened. So, yeah, it's going to be a great conversation for everybody here. So I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'll have my very special guest. Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with my very special guest, Tika Vales Caldwell. And Tika, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Ken. It's just wonderful to be back. And I just loved your intro. And, you know, I love how you really embody voices of courage and your logo to know the unknowable and do all these amazing things that are groundbreaking for some people in the consciousness of the world in which
100%. Well, listen, some of you don't know Tika, and I want to introduce you to her. She, her and I go back several years now, as I mentioned in the intro, when she came into my world and we were having dissonance in our home, and we started looking and doing research, and we came around Tika, and that mitigated our challenges with EMF. And so I'm just glad to have you back on the show. Tika is Vales Caldwell is a founder and visionary behind Living Design Technologies, a pioneering system devoted to restoring energetic harmony between humans, technology, buildings, and the natural world. Tika explores how frequency, resonance, and coherence shape human health, emotional balance, and consciousness. Rather than blocking or resisting modern technology stressors, her work focuses on harmonizing them, allowing the body, nervous system, and built-in environments to return to the natural state of balance. In our conversation today, Tika is going to share how living design transforms spaces into coherent ecosystems and supports biological well-being and points toward the future where architecture and technology work in partnership with nature. Yes, they do. And that's what we really need to get to. So, you know, living design, I know it, you've brought this beautiful technology into the world, but, you know, how does it address this energetic challenge of modern technology? How does living design work?
Well, thank you. That's a great question. And your intro really started off with a great foundation to jump off into this conversation, because everything is energy. Everything is frequency, and everything is vibration, whether it's a rock, a tree, a LED light, a baby, a bird, a cell phone tower, a computer, or a microphone. Because it exists, it has a frequency quality, okay? And in our world, when we talk about energy, energy is often considered the ability to do work. And it is also the ability to create an effect. And when we look at the natural world around us, the way nature communicates and the way our heart beats and the way the sun shines and the way the clouds form, it all has a common frequency spectrum that is life supporting, and it all communicates. And then we have our built environment. And then we have the technology with which we are living. And in the built environment, architecture is solid form, and form can be used as function. And have you ever heard of the technology called cymatics, where there is that vibration and you put sand on a plate, and as the frequency changes, which is the rate that it's moving, the shape will change? Have you ever heard of that, Ken?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. In fact, that what comes to mind is almost the old sketch, but I got it. Yeah, this is vibration. So, as you change the vibration, the patterns change.
The pattern change. Well, architecture is the reverse of this. 90-degree angles and certain shapes, or 45-degree angles, that is like frozen music. And the energy in our environment the field that we are in, gets shaped by the form with which we are inside or contained. Like the shape of our mouth creates the ability to pitch the sound, the shape of a woman's womb to grow a baby. Form has function. Even with electrical circuits, the way and the shape that the wire is wrapped creates a different function and a different frequency. And so when we understand that just the buildings that we live in and the materials that they're made out of, you know, metal, we have so much more metal in our building. Yeah, metal is a conductor of electricity. So then when you put a circuit breaker panel and a meter and you put the electricity into a metal building, the quality of energy that's coming through those electrical lines is going to have a greater resonance than if you're in an all-wood house. And so this is just background information for us to begin to realize that the structure of our environment has an effect on how we feel and supports us. And generally, buildings were created to be a safe haven. And in a long time ago, it was to help. Roofs and spires and certain towers were created to connect heaven and earth, not just to be a shelter. And then we have our connection with nature and in living systems. And we understand, and I understand, that the beauty of a coral reef or a beautiful garden, what creates that color are certain frequencies and the coherence and the spectrum of those frequencies. Well, when we are surrounded by our technology, which we love and we use, it's how we are communicating now, the form and the function and the vibration and the frequency and the ability to do work with energy that is driving our technological world is not in resonance with nature. And this is the conversation that we're having. Neither one is good nor bad, but the function of living design is very, very simple. We take all the healthy frequencies of nature and we put it in tools. And for example, ceramic discs or the magnet that we have or my earrings. And living design is passive. What we've been able to do is stabilize all the healthy frequency information of nature. And it's in our case, it's actually multidimensional. We're not just working on the physical plane, but all that healthy information of a healthy ecosystem, of a healthy heartbeat, of a place in nature where healing and miracles can occur, say an apparition site of Mother Mary. There's certain qualities of energy that are present here. And it's these life-supporting qualities of energy in a full 144 frequency spectrum that has been embedded and stabilized into all the materials that are living design. Hence the name. It's the living frequencies. And it's that simple. And so when we take our tools, which are passive, like a silicon chip that just simply holds information, and in your case, when we were doing your house and you placed it on your underneath your Wi-Fi router and on your circuit breaker panel and, you know, on the inverter of your solar panels and layer it into your building, what you did was take more of what's the best of you and the best of Mother Nature, and you put it in proximity to the electrical fields that have the ability to do work because it's energy, but it also gets to carry the healthy frequencies of nature without changing the electrical current, but it makes it easier for you to thrive.
Absolutely. And you know, there's, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction and, you know, with the ancient traditions and, you know, I'm very long time meditator, you know, so, you know, several decades and, you know, really understanding the Vedic principles and, principles behind the spiritual truths and spiritual realizations in our world. And today, of course, I work with Dr. Irvin Laszlo, who's, he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize a couple of times, written 106 books, but all his work is all about showing how science, because he's a scientist, system scientist, and the quantum fields, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, string theory, entanglement theory, all of that, how that applies to the ancient principles today. And my point of this is there's one principle that is very powerful, and we all have that in us, and it is that power of intention, that power of intention of really setting that intention. So when I went out to work in my harmonize our home, I'm using power of intention. I'm checking in to make sure that I'm placing these tools in the right place, because there's a piece of that, right? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, there's two things here. And after 18 years of doing this and, you know, being born with the passion for what we're doing here today, I've realized that living design technology, which refers to a set of tools, but there's also, it's really a system. There's the living design system. And the living design system is the interface of architecture, which is form, which, you know, my late husband, Richard, who's still very present and mentored a dear friend, Rafe Gore, who's an architect that's working with us now, and Tim Posey, his former partner. You know, we can design buildings to have higher levels of coherence just in the form. And it's not a design shape, but it's certain design principles that we can put into any style is really the word that I was looking for. So we can take an already existing form and we can implement the living design technology, and it's a layered system. Yeah. You know, we have students who have one bedroom or one phone that are just as important as somebody like you who has a home with solar panels and all the things. And that's what's nice. It's scalable. It's scalable for what you wear. It's scalable for an environment, but it's also scalable for an ecosystem.
Love it. Well, Tika, listen, I got to take a break. And when I come back, I like to, you know, the human body is a receiver, right? And, you know, I want to talk about what happens when we constantly overstimulate it by incoherent signals like the EMF or 5G or what other those signals that we're getting out there. So let's talk about that when we get back. I'll be right back with a break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll be right back with my guest, Tika Caldwell, in just a second. I want to remind you, if you're on YouTube right now, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you won't miss any of our shows. You'll be notified. And also, if you are not on YouTube right now, but you would like to follow us over there, just go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. Again, youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. We hope you'll follow us and tell all your friends about us. All right, back to my amazing guest, Tika. All right. You know, there's the body sometimes we receive, you know, we're part of the field, okay? The body's part of this field. And, you know, there's EMF and Wi-Fi and 5G and all ABCs out there that are coming into us. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of times people aren't aware of how impactful this is on themselves and in their environment. So let's just discuss that a little bit. The stressors that come from this when we're overstimulated, you know, I mentioned it in the intro, you know, some of the symptoms, but what happens when people are overstimulated by these?
Well, it's very interesting because it's not just what's coming into the field, but it's what's inside of us. And heavy metals, which is riddled in our environment these days, mold and fungus and yeast and different chemicals, you know, we're kind of all walking around with a biofilm, whether we realize it or not. Mm-hmm. And then if we're in a really nurturing relationship that is very loving and supportive, or if we're in relationships that are full of tension and strife, even before the 5G or all these feels come in. You know, we have our own vibrational rate, and that's why meditation and a cleaner diet and paying attention to, you know, we are what we eat and stuff like that is very important. But what's happened with in my lifetime is that the, you know, like the frog in the boiling water, if you put a frog in a pot and the water is cold, but then you slowly turn up the heat, the frog won't jump out. And I believe that that's what's happened to us in my lifetime. And, you know, certainly my two children who are grown men now, they were born in the age of computers, but just in, you know, they're in their 40s. And the level of technology and influence in their world. And then now I'm having grandchildren. And now, you know, so often we have parents that the office becomes the baby's room. And all of a sudden you have babies sleeping by a Wi-Fi router, or, you know, I've had clients and friends. One of the sons that had the most challenges, it just so happened that his head was by the circuit breaker panel the whole time he was growing up, and the parents didn't know. And so there's these tools that we love that we've become accustomed to that used to not have such a great amplitude. You know, the signals weren't as powerful. And every time there's an upgrade, you know, there's more that we have to deal with and compensate for.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I know there's been quite a bit of research around the high power wires that are out there, you know, and I don't know if you can still find the research, but it wasn't all positive about when people live underneath those wires. And yet people are living under those wires all the time. And like you just said, you know, the wires, the transmission of energy has become stronger. It's not weaker than it was years back. It's stronger. There's more in the environment. And it's coming
from satellites. Yeah. You know, and because of the law of back to those high transmission power lines, you know, there are people that have gotten fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah.
And stood by the power lines and they'll light up. Yeah. Because that energy and information doesn't just stay in the electrical line.
Right.
Okay. Right. And what Living Design does, and we work with a wonderful scientist, Dr. Gaetan Chevalier, who's been at SciTech Lab, and he's now working with Make America Healthy Again. He's working with RFK. And, you know, what we know is that Living Design doesn't change that, you know, the electrical current in that line. What we know is it changes the secondary compression waves for the energy that's coming off of that electrical field, which is why that fluorescent light could light up. And when we take the healthy magnetic frequencies of nature, which is really what Living Design has, and we put it in the field, it changes the way that the ripple effect is propagating, and it makes it sympathetic with living systems. And it's so important to do that in layers, because it's coming from satellites, it's coming from everything around us, but it also, like these cell phone towers, for example, and substations, they act like an acupuncture needle. And then they change the resonance of the earth. And so we are also not only needing to help ourselves, we're needing to help the earth resonate more coherently, because she does a great job compensating, but there's such an overabundance. In my view, we need to leave the campsite better than we found it.
Yeah, I get that. By the way, we're putting on the screen where you can find out more about Living Design at livingdesigntechnology.com, livingdesigntechnology.com for my listening audience. I don't want, if you're driving your car, obviously, you can replay this and get the information. And I hope you do, because this is valuable information for family and friends and anyone. You know, one of the things that I think powerful is to just take a walk around your home and just look at Where are those panels, right? Where are the panels? Where, look around your environment. Where are the wires, outside? Look, just, open up your Wi-Fi and see how many people in your neighborhood you can see their Wi-Fi coming into your home, right? If you just click on your you try to connect your Wi-Fi, you'll see maybe 20 people, right? Well, that's energy coming into your home. And that may that's fine, but it may not be fine. Let's talk about, I want to talk about how these energies, the EMF waves seem to have a spike to them. And really what seems to happen, and you probably have the technical knowledge around this, Tika, but they seem to be hard. They almost like they cut off this technology, like cuts off the edges. I don't know if that's the
Yeah,
way I
that's really
describe it.
that it puts the spin back in. It takes something linear and spiky, and it puts the spin of the nautilus, or the spin of the sunflower, the spin of the pine cone, that harmonic proportion, that divine ratio. Because all these lines are, energy currents are moving in straight lines, and it's very spiky. What is running our technology now is actually vibrating in the same frequency as fear and cancer. And it's and we in the world of living design stay in whole brain functioning, the language of peace, and we focus on what we're grateful for and how do we make it better. We're not here to create fear, but we are here to create awareness that, have you ever walked into a room where a fight just happened? Or have you ever walked into a Best Buy, by all the electrical
Oh,
department?
you feel the energy. You feel it.
And or con, you know, and the other way, have you ever walked in to the room after you've had a wonderful party and everybody, there was just so much love in the room, and there's that afterglow when everybody leaves, or where there's a beautiful waterfall in a very healthy forest? This, it's the subtle energy, and it's what we can't see, but we can feel. And one of our dear friends and colleagues, Craig, I was speaking with him this morning when we were setting up for the show. And living design works with the subtle energy, and our tri-field meters, which a lot of people use to measure EMF, which is electromagnetic frequency. A tri-field meter will measure the amount of energy coming off of your refrigerator or your Wi-Fi or your cell phone. The tri-field meter does not have the sophistication to detect the quality of the energy. Remember, we were talking about quantity, and then we're talking about quality. And so we know, because we're quantitatively aware, that there's electricity coming out of my cell phone and the Wi-Fi router and the refrigerator. But that's all we're measuring with the tri-field meter. And the reason why we've worked with Dr. Gaetan Chevalier and the GDV camera at SciTech Lab, and why we look at plant growth and we look at improved cellular communication in the body, we look at more stabilized grounding. I have a woman who's a friend and a client, and she's an athlete and she runs marathons, and she puts our living design cards in the bottom of her shoes, and she, because it gives her more stability.
I didn't even
And
know about that one. That's a great one.
yeah, and I know you're an
I
athlete.
gotta take a break. We'll be right back. We'll continue
Okay.
this conversation. And when we do get back, what I want to talk about is how do natural harmonic patterns shape the technology and the application of this? So that's a little techie, but listen, I just want to know. All right, when I put this in my home, I might know my audience doesn't know this. When I put this in my home or my office or in my shoes, what's going to happen? We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. If you just joined us, I'm speaking with Tika Vales Caldwell. She's the founder of Living Design Technologies. We're talking about mitigating EMF, Wi-Fi, you know, waves, frequencies that are coming into our homes in many different ways and many different frequencies and vibrations, so that we have a more coherent more coherence in our environments. And you know, like I was saying earlier, you know, I think in the intro, you know, Tika, when we put the technology in our environment, in our home specifically, we put it in maybe 6 in the afternoon, something like that. Somewhere around 10 at night, there was this stillness that just went through our whole house. Tootie and I looked at it. I said, "Do you feel that?" She said, "Yeah, it like kicked in." And it's kicked in ever since, of course. But it, when it kicked in, we felt that, you know. And of course, my wife and I are very sensitive to energy. We were like, "What the heck?" So, you know, nature is the blueprint for living design. You know, how do the natural harmonic patterns shape the technology and the applications?
Well, it's the inspiration, and we're not mimicking nature. Living design doesn't mimic nature. We are actually reproducing in the full color frequency spectrum. You know, I was trained in an art and science called biogeometry. I was also trained in environmental studies, and I was also trained in holographic quantum repatterning. And I'm passionate for my love of nature and beauty, and I'm a mother and a grandmother, and a mystic, really, more than a scientist. And it's the vibration of love. You know, we can't measure love with a trifield meter, but you know when you feel it, and you know when you don't. And what you felt in your home was love when it hit that still point. Some people, when there's a storm and the electricity goes out and everything goes whoom, right? And so the idea of living design is to bring the groundedness and the vibration of love, which is a full spectrum of nature's frequencies. And the way that we've been embedded, it certainly is proprietary, but it's not ego-based. We've literally been able to, because of my training and because of the intuitive guidance that I was given, we were able to take all of these vibrational signatures that are found in all the healthy living systems multidimensionally and embed it in the tool. And like I had said previously, it puts the spin back in. This is not different than what we already are. It's 0 point energy frequency stabilizing information.
You know, it's an equation I've been thinking about, right? And the equation is this: 1 + infinity = love. So 1 is the ever consciousness of us. You know, we're all one, right? Ever conscious, ever existing is infinity. And ever new joy, ever new love is the result of that. And, you know, that's really what we're doing. And I know that's a little out there for some of you. Okay, I get it. But, you know, you might want to think about it, because that really is at the essence of us. So when we can align that coherence in our environments with intentional living, with bringing in systems that, you know, in my world, God never gave us something that we, you know, he gave us nuclear energy. Okay, great. You can go blow up, countries if you want with it, or you can heat all the homes in a country with it. And it's the same thing with these electromagnetic waves, okay? They can be used for destruction, and they will hurt, they will destroy us if we put ourselves in environments like that, right next to these things, and you're not aware of it. That's gonna
your point. We are an antenna. You know, we are information receivers. What happens when our body hits the floor and our spirit is gone?
Right.
That energy that left our meat suit is electromagnetic. Okay. And we pick up on things around us through our unconscious mind, through our skin, through our nervous system, through all of our sensory systems. And some of us have multidimensional sensory systems and others aren't wired in so much. But whether we are aware of it or not, we are, and children especially, we are information receivers, because the information of the universe is always communicated through resonance. It's resonance.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I always love what Nikola Tesla said. You know, if you want to understand the universe, understand energy, frequency, and vibration. And, you know, he really nailed it. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, we're really talking about understanding your, you know, how your energy, your frequency and vibration interacts with the world around you. And, you know, hey, listen, I'm sure there are people on the planet that can they can go through, you know, massive amounts of electromagnetic energy and not be impacted. You know, some very advanced people here that can do that.
Indeed.
But, you know, most of us, that's not happening. Okay.
Right, because we're busy and we're thinking about other things. And when we're looking at the law of resonance, the weaker signal will go into resonance with the stronger one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And therefore, if I'm sitting at my computer in my office in a building with multiple offices and my feet have all the routers and I've got five computer screens and I've got the printer and the blah, 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 which I walk into a lot of offices and they're in a cockpit of electromagnetic energy. And they may be just a vibrant, beautiful person. But because of the law of resonance, it's only in the nature's signal can be compared. It's subtle. It's like a bicycle. And technology's signal is very powerful and it can be compared to a Mack truck. And so the function of living design is to take the resonance of our heartbeat, the resonance of the way nature communicates frequency information, and to make it the stronger resonance in the room.
Tika, you know, if I remember correctly, this is the only technology that I'm aware of that has actually been tested by independent sources. Is that accurate?
Well, I'm sure many technologies have been tested by independent sources. What is the difference with the living design technology? Yes, we've been tested by independent sources, but we've been tested over multiple years. SciTech Lab, when they tested us at first, what they observed was caught their attention. And what they didn't tell us was they tested our tools for 5 years without telling us. And then they came out with the statement that at that point, our tools were the only ones that every single time over a 5-year period, they exposed a person to incoherent energy fields. It always brought them back to their baseline or better. And the or better is the interesting part. And so we've been here and our tools were stable. We've been making them since 2007. And even our old tools are stable. Okay. And we continue to create more potency by changing some of the geometry of some of our tools because of the shape-caused waves that we talked about earlier. But it has longevity. But what's not stable is our environment. Mm-hmm. And that is why as things continue to escalate and increase and people start to live in tinier and tinier homes, which are energy efficient, but we find ourselves in closer proximity to all these fields with more intensity than we have in the past. So it's always a balance of proportion.
Interesting. LivingDesignTechnology.com. It's on our screen for my listening audience. Go check it out. I mean, this is important. This is important for you and your family. We have given this technology to all of our family. And there's good results for everybody. You know, it brings people together. They, you know, they all laughed at Judy and I when we first brought this in 5 years ago. What EMF? No, you guys are making that up. I said, well, maybe we're not, you know, you might want to try it. And, you know, we had to, one of my grandson, like he, you know, we put the technology in and he'd take it out of his room. We put it back in. Finally, we went, you know what? They're living in this apartment with 25 meters, I think it was, underneath their house. And we just went and mitigated that and things got better for everybody, you know? So it's pretty amazing how this works. Listen, we're just about out of time. I want to give you final thoughts around this. You know, where do you see the future of conscious frequency aware design heading in the architecture and the wellness industries? And, you know, how's that go? What's our future here?
Well, what I'll start with addressing first is we've had the whole green movement and we've had the energy efficient movement. And, you know, like LED lightings, we didn't even ever talk about LED. However, green and energy efficient does not mean coherence. And so where I see the leading edge is how coherent is our environment? Are we making our energy efficient technology also coherent and life supporting? This is truly, truly, truly the conversation to have. And we can look at building structures. There's a lot more people doing earth building, geodesic domes, building with natural materials, sacred geometry. But sacred geometry doesn't always create coherence. There's an overlap where we need to understand the shape-caused waves of nature and coherence and technology, that there is a marriage here. And understanding this marriage is, I think, the future.
I think it is the future. And I see buildings and homes being, you know, office buildings, you know, high rises being designed, you know, with this technology already built in. That's, I think, where we're from, at. You know, but of course, people have to become aware of it first. And, you know, there's like any new technologies, for whatever reason, there's a lot of skepticism that comes in first. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because people want to test their these technologies. They want to make sure that they're not getting something that could even hurt them, or, you know, snake oil at the, you know, at the downside, or things that just don't work. They want to make sure things really work. Well, I can tell you it works for us and our family, but, you know, you'll have to go out and check it out for yourself and go check out Living Design so you can start to mitigate these inharmonious, incongruent, non-coherent energy waves that are flooding you. You know, by the way, we have this in our cars. You know, we put them in our rooms when we travel. We take the technology with us. And man, what a difference. Anyway, that's me. I got to go. Tika, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a joy.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And thank all of you for watching us today. Please pass these shows on to people that you know and care about. Till we meet again, continue to watch these shows and you will see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and be able to do the impossible. Take care.